You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Don't kill me! Don't kill me, man! Don't kill me! Don't kill me, man!
I'm not going to kill you. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell all your friends about me.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
How's it going, guys? Welcome to a spillover bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. Oh, you get another one of those. I'm getting a double. It says concert.
What?
We're making beautiful word music.
This is not music. This is talking. There's music. Talking is not music.
We're talking over music often, if not incessantly.
I mean, yeah. But there's nobody playing said music.
Well, then I'll just stick with Drewster Cogburn, how's it going?
Clap, 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 clap.
Where can people find you online?
At Antihero 419, all over the interwebs.
With the emphasis. With the emphasis.
God damn it.
Hit me up on Twitter at I am Chris Crespo. Guys, spillover movie news. This is when we talk about all the movie news we didn't catch up on, or the stuff that happened between now and the last episode. What you do with Big Tim Murphy. We told that dude, bring us a bunch of lollipops. He didn't bring us no lollipops.
None.
Next time, we gotta go get some of those lollipops, man.
Buy them online.
Yeah, but we know the guy. I want to get them
from the man.
Why not? It's like, if I could get a Foreman grill from George Foreman.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, if I could get him to hand it to me.
I mean, we get OBP from Tom. Might as well get Big Tim's lollipop straight from the source.
Pop. Catching up on stuff here we go, Drew. You haven't heard about Batman. Ben Affleck.
Batfleck?
Batfleck.
No.
You haven't heard about none of this?
No.
This has been...
None of this.
You really don't like, you're like not on the internet, you really don't live that life.
No.
It's amazing.
I'm not about that life, bro.
Very few people, and you're on the internet, so people can get at you.
Yeah, you can, but I don't like live on the internet. Like, I'm not, I don't have a job where I work at a computer desk.
No, you don't.
Which gives me free access to trolling the internet all day long.
Or even half the time, or even if you did. I mean, I'm sure people at your workplace who break out their phone when they can and, you know.
No. I got shit to do, bro. It's food to be cooked.
Fair enough. Mr. Affleck has dropped out as the director.
Okay.
Of the Batman.
Okay.
Whatever it's going to be called.
Too much work for him.
That's what he says. For him to do it all correctly. Mm-hmm. He can't star and direct at the same time. Movie's too big. Too much on its soldiers. Some rumblings, rumors, whatever, that maybe at the people can't see it, but I did the Macho Man waggle fingers for Drew there. Whatever. Rumors. Live by Night. Underperformed.
Yes.
Critically and commercially.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the first time that one of his movies that he directed has not done well.
Yes. Exactly. Hollywood, totally what have you done for me lately kind of place. Warner Brothers might be a little...
Well, I mean, it's, like, I don't know. Your last work is technically... I mean, you're judged on your last effort.
On your latest thing, where you're at that point. Mm-hmm. And, maybe he could have been... felt too much pressure, got pushed out by Warner Brothers. It is Batman. It's their, like... When they fuck up Batman, it's embarrassing. You know, like Batman and Robin, like how little money it makes, that's their... For when the first Batman came out, that one would made broke box office records, just like Nolan's The Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. When that came out, broke box office records for opening weekend and overall gross and stuff. And on the other end of that, they have Batman and Robin, which made like $40 million total. Cost them
a lot
of money, and it was supposed to set up another movie. And that movie never got made. And, they could have another one of those on their hands. They could be fucking up Batman again. And they're afraid. They are scared.
Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, DC isn't handling their merchandise very well.
Apparently not. But the animated stuff is good.
Yeah.
Because they're sticking so close to the source material.
Yes. Source material is there for a reason.
The movie's so good. I gotta know. Word is mixed on Wonder Woman behind the scenes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn it!
I know.
It's like, it looks, bitch!
It looks good, but it I don't know. You never know, though. It could... A lot of times,
so what? It's so it's another fucking DC crap fest. Like, I haven't seen enough of those.
Thing is, plenty of movies have troubled productions and end up making great movies, and plenty of movies are they go great, everything's perfect,
and it's a garbage movie.
And then the movie comes out, like, what? We, this is what we made. Weren't we? We were having such a good time. It all went so well. Okay, well, we have there are two names apparently out there in the running for to take over the reins, and we'll probably. Really getting bossed around in many ways by still producer Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. Producer and star Ben Affleck. He's still in charge.
Oh, yeah.
He just can't be behind the camera, like, framing shots that come. A lot of work, man. A lot of decisions got to make. The guy who made Captain Fantastic.
Okay.
Matt Ross. Keeping up with this tradition of some dude gets... gets a hit with, like, one little movie.
They're like, here, have a bunch of money.
That happened with the dude. Guy makes Safety Not Guaranteed, Mark Duplass, Aubrey Plaza little movie. And we're like, what is this movie? Here you go, here's Jurassic World. And then makes a shit ton of money. It's like, here's Star Wars Episode 9. How do you go from that movie to that movie? That's a crazy trajectory, right?
Yeah.
The guy who made, what's that, Kings of Summer, I think it's called, about a couple of kids in the summer. It's a coming-of-age type movie. Tiny little movie, little coming-of-age. Big hit when it came out a few years ago. Warner Brothers is like, do you want the King Kong prequel? And he's like, yeah, I'll take that.
And sweet.
He gets Kong Skull Island off of this tiny little movie. This guy, Matt Ross, maybe goes from Captain Fantastic, Viggo Mortensen, and a... squad of gross little weirdos
to the Batman.
The Batman.
The Batman.
In Arkham Asylum. Going up against a whole bunch of people led by Deathstroke.
Sure.
Who's the character that Deadpool's supposed to be
based on, yeah.
Right?
Kind of mess with, yeah.
If it's not him, it's going to the guy who is just finishing up post-production for this summer's War for the Planet of the Apes, Matt Reeves. That guy. So he's proven his worth in terms of big budget movie making and making some money and coming across with big ideas, going dark.
No.
But still accessible.
No.
I.E. Batman.
Yes.
E.G. Batman. I.E. Batman. Ergo Batman.
That was...
Damn it. You really got to brush up on
you. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I have a book on called The Dash of Style.
Is it about grammar?
It's mostly about punctuation, actually. A dash of style. Commas and whatnot. You know. Pretty decently written. It's small, but you know. I need to reread that.
I failed grammar.
Amongst other things, grammar is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
It's the math of words.
Participles and whatnot. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I can handle dangling participle or two. What are we talking about? So Matt Reeves might make the Batman. James Gunn.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told him about the whole thing. He's over there working for Marvel anyway. Not like he has a say, but someone asked James Gunn, hey, who do you think should direct the Batman? You want to take a guess who the director of Guardians of the Galaxy is and Super and what is the name? Fucking Slither. Any idea what one director he may have named Jobs? I'll give you a hint. It's a white male.
Go figure.
Narrows it down. No idea. Jeremy Saulnier, director of Green Room and Blue Ruin.
Ooh.
What if he directed the Batman? The Batsman.
Can I get him to direct a rated R Batman?
Ooh. Fox might go for that. Warner Brothers, not so much. Like we said, we're talking about a franchise where they're seeing they're talking in the billions when they want an end movie. You know,
it is
the first movie to Ben Affleck directing where that's like expected. Like this movie is expected to be a hit around the world in a huge way, and I could see where the pressure that was like.
I mean. just because it's a hit doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah, exactly. And just because it's good, don't make it gonna be a hit. Ben Affleck couldn't make his good version of a Batman movie, and it just may not resonate around the world, you know? And then it could end up making, oh no, it only makes $800 million, and then boo-hoo.
Screw you! You didn't make us enough profit!
Which is the narrative over Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice. Because I think that barely cracked the billion. Did it even make a billion worldwide? It may not have. Mm. In which case, it's like, you had Batman and Superman in the same movie.
You still fucked it up.
And you couldn't even make $1 billion. All right, here's the secret. Here's the secret dirty Hollywood thing no one really wants to talk about. Superman movies in the long run don't make that much money.
Yeah, no,
it really
aren't. He's a Boy Scout, man. No one gives a fuck.
There's still good Batman, Superman stories, though. Kingdom Come. You read Kingdom Come? Yeah. Old Superman?
Dude, that, I mean.
Chasm?
If. I could watch this movie.
Brainwash Chasm? That should be a movie, right?
No.
Come on.
Get some old men to play some superheroes.
Put old men, old women, and also youngies, yeah. The new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
I think that's the one I would make.
But of course, they would call it Batman versus Superman, Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come featuring Shazam.
Shazam!
Shazam! It's all right, let's get off. We talk about Batman on the show. Let's talk about something we never talk about. Terminator. James Cameron.
We never talk about James Cameron.
James Cameron. We never talk about James Cameron on the show ever. James Cameron. How to make the Terminator relevant again. How do you think James Cameron would be like, this is how we're updating the Terminator? Go.
Real Terminators.
What do you mean?
Like, we're going to make killer robots and we're going to film them.
And film them. And film them killing people. The most dangerous game with...
Yes.
Well, you know. Maybe in 10 years, 15 years.
I mean, we're working on that, man.
In post-Trump's America, in the ruins, post-Trump's, this United States of America, the different regions, in the nation of California, they may have tighter rules where I have to go to, like, the freewheeling, free states of Arizona, in which open game hunting is welcome.
If that happens, I gotta get out of the South.
Including, yeah. Florida.
Dude.
Might just want to keep going south. What happened in the water? You stay where you are. This is a blue place. We're quite blue. Everything here, everything around you is.
Yeah, but when it all crumbles, the blues can't survive the apocalypse, man.
No one can survive the apocalypse. That's why it's the apocalypse.
The Reds do have a better chance because, you know, rednecks already out there, no power.
Well, yeah, those ones. The hill people? Mm-hmm. Well, then we'll stay out of the hills.
No, we have to befriend them.
We'll befriend the hill people. Hill people, if you're listening, email us at drewneedshillpeoplefriends@survivetheapocalypse.org and we'll set up our meetings, our secret meetings.
To survive the apocalypse.
To learn how to survive the oncoming Trumpopolyps.
The Trump Olympics, is that what you said?
The Trump Olympics. the Trump Olympics, in which James Cameron's real-life robot Terminators will be used. You know how, like, dogs or whatever, like on the racetrack, they chase the robot?
Yeah.
Rabbit?
Yeah.
The flip of that, when the humans rabbit, are running...
The rabbit chases the dogs now?
Pretty much, because now the humans are running, and to keep them going and to motivate them to win, the robot Terminators are hunting them down, and they're timed on them down so that only the first, second, third place finishers, like, live. And then the other Terminators kill the other ones. Isn't that a brutal Trump Olympics? That's a Trump Olympics.
It sounds a lot like Running Man.
Yes.
Which, coincidentally, guess, Chris.
Yeah.
2017.
I know.
Watch the intro to... Listeners, watch the introduction to Running Man.
And then once we get through that,
just go online, YouTube, Introduction to Running Man. Watch it. Your mind will be blown.
Yeah, if you don't know, just watch it. Yeah, we'll pause this. We'll wait. Meanwhile, the rest of us know that we're really waiting for 2024, which is the year of Blade Runner.
I mean, that's only...
The replicants. Fuck. They're coming.
Yeah. I mean, man, we're only, what, 7 years away?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
Rory Batty's Incept date was last year, I think, 2016.
Who knows?
The also Children of Men is like 2027.
That's got. That, we're getting closer to that one.
Yeah, that could be a lot sooner. We'll see. You know, movies. They're crazy.
They are. Sometimes they tell the future.
I accidentally clicked on all these ads. Electronic consumers. Get the fuck out of here. What is... Oh, shit. So, no, no. Trash, trash. All right, this is a mess. Sorry, guys. This show. But it's late. And,
you're a mess.
I'm a mess. I'm a mess. Well, the show's an extension of...
Of you. So, yes. By extension, the show is a mess.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm finishing the drink.
Here we go. The Terminator. How to make it relevant. He says, quote, I'm going to make it real. Oh, shit, Drew, you were right. Here goes. James Cameron says, I think it's possible to tell a great Terminator story now, and it's relevant. We live in a digital age, and Terminator, ultimately, if you can slow it down, is about our relationship with our own technology and how our technology can reflect back to us and in the movie, literally, in a human form that is a nemesis and a threat, but also in those movies and the two that I did, it's about how we dehumanize ourselves in a time when people are being absorbed by their virtual social world. I mean, just look around. I always say if Terminator was about the war between the humans and the machines, look around any restaurant or airport lounge and tell me the machines haven't won when every human you see is enslaved to their device. So could you make a relevant Terminator film now? Absolutely. Says the guy who just got the rights back.
Yeah.
So making more Terminator movies.
That's awesome.
So, he talks a good game. He's a smart guy.
Yeah, yeah. And a man. So many other people tried to tell the good Terminator story and they couldn't, Chris. Why is that?
Some of them have good things about them. Yeah. You know, practical effects-wise, story-wise, acting-wise. Rest in peace, Anton Yelchin. He actually did a pretty good...
He wasn't bad.
Michael Biehn impersonation in Terminator Salvation. I was like, oh, wait, this guy is actually not that bad.
He's trying.
Man, this guy's pretty good. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Too bad he got squished by his own car. That's terrible. Yeah, terrible way to go.
These things happen.
Yeah, unfortunately. Dude. James Cameron, he must have been at some sort of oh no, he was sitting down with the Daily Beast, big interview. So here's what he was saying about Avatar. He has a weird way of making these movies. So how many, I think we've said on the show already, he's working on 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, simultaneously.
And 5 apparently as well. Here we go. Listen to this clip. This is weird. Not weird. Very James Cameron. The thing is, my focus isn't on Avatar 2. My focus is on Avatar 2, 3, 4, and 5 equally. That's exactly how I'm approaching it. They've all been developed equally. I've just finished a script to Avatar 5. I'm now starting the process of active prep. I'll be working with the actors in the capture volume in August. So I'm booked in production every day between now and then. Our volume is up and running. And everything's designed, and so we're going full guns right now. I don't know what any of this means. I feel like I've been let out of jail because I've been in the writing cave for the last 2 years. I'm actually enjoying life. I don't enjoy writing. I wouldn't wish writing on a dog. From what I remember in the past, he came up with a whole team of writers, and they came up with the entire Avatar story, and then they split it up into chunks, and then... he divided it up amongst the team without letting them know which sections they were doing ahead of time, so they worked on the whole thing equally. But that was, like 2, 3 years ago.
Yeah, well,
yeah, that was like 2 years ago. Yeah.
Now it's all done. They wrote 4 movies in 2 years.
Holy shit, Jesus Christ.
One giant story arc.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And then he's going to film it all.
Yep. And he's going to edit it all.
And then release them. Well,
I mean, he should just...
Yeah, he edits 2. And as he's doing that, 3, 4, 5.
Hopefully.
There's a way to...
It's gotta be. Because, man, I want to see a new Terminator movie, and I don't want to see 4 more Avatar movies.
Yeah. But they're coming.
Whether I like it or not.
But you know what? We can choose. It's like The Hobbit gave them a shot.
Yep.
Watch 2 or 3.
And it's like, yeah, I don't care about the last one. Really? You don't want closure? Nope. Don't care about closure.
We'll see about Avatar 2. We'll see what's
up. I mean, I never saw the last Hunger Games either.
Oh, you know what happens? They eat. They eat food.
They finally eat?
They finally eat.
Games are over. Everyone's fed.
It's like this huge epic shot of like everyone's standing around. They're all bloody and they're covered in soot and there's people dead everywhere and there's no blood. It's weird. And the camera pushes in like in a grandiose way and the music swells up and it's Jennifer Lawrence and she takes an apple and she takes a big bite and she like looks at the camera and winks and then it goes bam, 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 bam. and then freeze frames and then the credits scroll up really fast. And then it's just like, what? You're stunned as you walk down the theater. Then Samuel Jackson walks out with an eye patch and talks to a dead... What's his name?
I don't know. What is his name?
Donald Sutherland. And it's like, I heard you had a Hulk problem.
This is a shit show, Chris. Can we go on to the next story?
I was just going to say real quick, Avatar 2 scheduled for December 18. You know what else is scheduled for December 18?
Hmm.
Star Wars 2017, whatever the middle movie is. That might be the Han Solo movie?
Lord Miller?
Affair. Yeah, because they're doing a Star Wars movie now every December. Mm. Instead of May, they switched to December because of J.J. Abrams asking for more time for Episode 7.
Yeah.
And so they might be going head-to-head, Avatar and Star Wars.
Star Wars wins.
James Cameron. Drew Skagmore called it.
I mean, dude, if you're going up against the big guns, you gotta bring your best.
Yeah.
Avatar is not your best buddy.
Technically, it might be. I only saw the movie once in theater. But it's empty. Sicario 2.
Yes.
Focusing on Josh Brolin and Benicio del Toro's characters.
Who were the ones I cared about?
All right, well then here we go. They're making Sicario 2. It's with them. And here is what the producer said about the movie. You have no idea if it's before or after the events of Sicario. If it's 5 years, you have no clue. There is no reference at all to the first Sicario, so you don't know when it happened. Sicario, the world isn't that specific. It's just these characters. And frankly, we want an audience to experience the characters in real time rather than having an exposition up, say, meanwhile in Sicario. So it could be 5 years before. It could be 5 years after.
It could be the day before.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Apparently. It
could be a decade after.
Apparently, it doesn't matter. Also, it doesn't have the same director, Denis Villeneuve. Mm-hmm. He's too busy doing Blade Runner 2049 and then Dune. Dune. And you know why he signed on to Dune, Drew? To make Dune? You know why?
Why?
Because. Because even he knew.
Because somebody gave him Jodorowsky's Dune, no. And he was like, "Oh,
no way, because he's not that kind of guy." Because even he knew that his streak of like really good movies had to end. It just had to end. So he's like, "Why not Dune? Let's make it Dune."
So he'll,
no one can bring it down. You know, David Lynch couldn't do it. Jodorowsky couldn't even get it made.
He's like,
it's perplexing.
He's like, I'll give it a shot. I'm probably going to fail.
I'm going to fail. Let me fail like the rest and get it out of my system. And then go back to making good movies for a minute. It's a good idea. Do it with Dune.
I'm okay with that.
I'm fine with that too. It's going to be terrible.
Man, it's going to be awful. I've already seen the best version of Dune there is. It's in a documentary.
Jodorowsky's Dune. People watch Jodorowsky's Dune. It's amazing. It is so good. Every time you mention it, I want to watch it. Every time I see that poster, I want to watch it. It's inspiring.
That's the point.
It's inspiring. It's partly heartbreaking, but in the end, it's ultimately very, very inspiring, inspirational in many ways in terms of art, creating art, no matter what kind of art you want to make, if it's movies or music or writing, et cetera, you know, however you want to express yourself. Speaking of expression and art and saying what you want to say about life, Drew, Daddy's Home 2, it's coming.
Yes. What? I don't even know what Daddy's Home is.
Yes.
What's Daddy's Home?
Daddy's Home 2, yeah.
What's that one? What's the first one?
You remember Daddy's Home 2?
No.
You don't remember Daddy's Home?
No.
I saw Daddy's Home.
I did. I saw, did not, obviously.
I saw it with my mom.
Ah.
And maybe my brother. Was he forced to sit through that? Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
Will Ferrell's a stepdad. Yeah, Mark Wahlberg
the real
is
dad.
The
yeah. I don't care. Yes.
Boom.
I'm okay with that too, yeah. Sure.
Okay. It takes a second. Get away from the screen. Well, that is Home 2. It apparently made enough money. How much do you think it made? Worldwide box office, here we go.
$135 million.
$240.4 million. Mm, back in Christmas 2015. So November 2017, November of this year, Daddy's Home 2.
Fantastic.
They just announced it. And it's not even by the end of the year it'll be out. So the quality will be on point.
It is a comedy sequel, Chris.
It is a comedy
sequel. It's going to be awful.
It is going to be awful. But the main reason I bring it up is because they're trying to bring in two more people into the fold in unidentified roles. These two people would be Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
and John Lithgow.
Okay. Sure.
Wrap your brain around that one.
So John Lithgow is Will Ferrell's dad, and Mel Gibson is Mark Wahlberg's dad, or whatever, grandfather on whatever side. Just the lap.
John Lithgow is Will Ferrell's dad.
That's how they write him in. And there's now it's team ups and bullshit. It sounds even worse than the first one that I never saw.
People, are you listening? Are the right people listening? Get Drew a job. He would have wrote that for you for so much cheaper. He doesn't know what the rates are.
I have no idea. Rates. Not, wait, people get paid for this stuff?
So much money. So much money. So much money for the garbage. Yeah. Absolute garbage. But they do. Netflix making moves. Oprah is heading to Netflix. She's going to start doing a series of interviews, like 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes, depending on the person, and they'll be Netflix exclusives. I guess for a while before they're made wider, but they got a special deal going on.
Yay.
Part of their Netflix original package. They're trying to be their own network. They're succeeding.
Sure.
All the esports and news.
Ugh.
And then it's just like, now you're just a network.
You can't get news though. You can't do, but news on demand. How does that work?
Autoplay videos. It's just something playing in the corner. You just turn on the app, and then something's just playing as you swipe, as you scroll, or you can just watch. Huh? Netflix, hire me. I got ideas. We got ideas. Hire us. We're wasted away. Also, Netflix rebooting, if you want to call it, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, but with a different cast of queer guys. So expect to see that in your Netflix trending now soon. And be disappointed when you don't see the guy from What's the Show and the dude from Where's the Other Place and whoever the other guys are. I have no idea. I've never watched the show.
Me neither.
But it was very, very popular.
It was,
I know,
yes.
That's for sure. It's very, very popular. And you know what? I'm out of stories. So when I saw Piff the Magic Dragon, and very sneaky, I knew what he was doing, but I did it anyway because I was like, "Fuck it." Before the show, on the screen, it said, "Enter your for a chance to win your own like deck of cards, Piff deck of cards, and an email to like win
blah, blah, blah.
At yeah." And I sat there with my phone, like,
God,
I know.
Damn it.
I know it's to be added to a list.
Yep.
And this is before I started the show, before I knew I was really like, that I was going to like the show. Like, this motherfucker. But I couldn't resist. I was like, oh, it's Las Vegas. Let's get lucky. There's only like 7,500 people in that room. I figured maybe half of them would actually enter. I looked around. I didn't see too many phones out. I was like, that's a decent enough odds. Did it. Did not win. Do you see any cool Piff?
No.
This is not the big reveal of the Piff.
Piff cards.
The Piff cards. No.
But no, you did get an email.
This is the big reveal of the Piff email, which says the Road to Piffling Tour 2017 is coming, and we're packing up, and we're heading to a whole list of cities, blah, 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 the one at the very bottom, Orlando, Florida.
Nice.
Yes.
Let's go see him.
But then I clicked on it, says click here for full dates, and it's not available yet. So heads up.
Piff's coming to Orlando.
And also, this is very cool. Since I just saw him, I was like, I want to see him. But, you know, the same jokes or whatever. Saw him just in time, apparently. Because this is the Road to Piffling. New jokes, new tricks.
New everything.
Same dog. Mm. But then it says asterisk at time of emailing.
Yes.
So, you never know.
I mean, yeah, dog could die.
Dog could die. It's a rescue dog.
He could eat it.
He'd be kind of old. You know what, we have listeners everywhere. Guys, I would recommend seeing Piff. Piff is pretty good. Check out Huntsville, Alabama. Ooh, do we have guys, get out of there. Unless you're working at NASA, which I get it. The Kennedy, no, not the Kennedy, but there's a NASA center there. Chicago, Vancouver, Hudson, New York. Where the fuck is that? Morristown, New Jersey. Shout out to you fuckos. Huffington, Ottawa, Niagara, etc. etc. It's all there. I want to go, dude.
I know you do. He said, when we find out when and where, then we can get tickets.
I'm sure it's at the Improv.
Maybe.
But their website only goes to like April. Mm-hmm. Earthquake's coming.
What?
Earthquake.
Excuse me?
The big fat black comedian, Earthquake. You don't know Earthquake?
Don't know Earthquake.
Tony Rock is coming again. He comes like once a year.
Who?
Chris Rock's brother. He kind of looks like him. You didn't know he had a brother? A stand-up comic brother?
So stupid.
He's the Charlie Murphy of the Chris Rock family.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah. Yeah, they all got him.
Ah, poor guy.
They all got him. Yeah, no one else really of note. Stand-up comedy sucks for the most part.
I mean, yeah. If I want a good stand-up comedy, I'll just go on Netflix. There's plenty of good stand-up specials on there.
But it's different, though, if you're in the room, though, with people, and it's a different vibe.
I mean, yeah, I feel you.
But then you're stuck sometimes with a heckler or some shit, and like, oh, this motherfucker ruined everything.
Yeah, but I can get really high on my couch at home.
That's true, too. But depending on the city, you could do that just outside the theater before you walk inside.
Depending on the city, maybe I can do that in the theater.
But depending on the city, you could just be all dabbed up or chubby chewed out or, you know.
Chewy chewed out.
Chubby chewed.
Chubby chewed?
Yeah, the chubby chews.
What the fuck is that?
The chubby chew? Yeah, that's the...
I don't.
The chiba chew. Excuse me, chiba chew.
Don't.
You don't know chiba chews? Wheat
candies. Okay.
That's what I said. A specific type of wheat candies.
Anyway.
So,
can we end this shit show?
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
All right, awesome. Hey, Chris, where can people find you online?
at antihero419, all over the internet. send me all your all your Kids in the Hall gifs. I want them all.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Where can people find you online?
You just told everybody.
Alright. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Alright.
Ha 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 ha